This is a chapel service for October 26, 1961. Dr. McDowell is leading the service.
From every stormy wind that blows, from every swelling tide of woes, there is a calm, a sure retreat. 'Tis found beneath the mercy seat. There is a place where Jesus sheds the oil of gladness on our heads, a place of all on earth most sweet. It is the blood-bought mercy seat. There is a scene where spirits blend, where friend holds fellowship with friend, though sundered far, by faith they meet around one common mercy seat. Ah, there on eagle wings we soar, and sin and sorrow molest no more. And heaven comes down our souls to greet, while glory crowns the mercy seat. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, Thou who hast given us life, Thou who hast called us out from the world into Thy service, Thou who hast blessed us with manifold blessings, we acknowledge Thee on this beautiful morning as the Lord God omnipotent who reigneth forever, and as the loving Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We confess to Thee, O God, our sins, recognizing that we are frail men and women, knowing that of ourselves we cannot be strong, but that our strength to overcome temptation must come from Thee. Forgive us, O God, of our failures. Forgive us, we pray Thee, of our lack of love, of our littleness in times when we ought to be big. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt help us as we look out now upon our world so troubled and so pressed on every side, to recognize Thy power and Thy might and Thy sovereignty, and to rest ourselves in the reality of Thy power and of Thy love. And somehow may we who are Thy messengers and Thy preachers impart to those who are under our care a living faith in Thy goodness, in Thy love, and in Thy sovereignty in these days of stress and peril and anxiety. We pray, O God, for Southeastern Seminary. We want to be a lighthouse, sending out the truth of God as revealed in Jesus Christ. We eagerly desire that here, O Lord, we shall have a fellowship of learning, but that also we may have power here power of the Holy Spirit of God that may be communicated to the churches. Forbid, O God, that we should not recognize here at Southeastern the tremendous stewardship that we have among Southern Baptists and in this whole nation. Bless, we pray, the every student. Help us all to feel a part of this fellowship, and may each one give as well as receive. We pray for our families, the students and faculty. Lord, bind us together in cords of love. We ask thy blessings upon the President of the United States. Our hearts go out to him in his tremendous responsibilities. Lord, give him insight, give him dependence upon thee. Bless his counselors. We pray for the leaders of the world. Lord, we do not want a great holocaust. We pray that everywhere in Russia and in other communist countries there may be an increasing realization of the reality of God, and that even in these countries there may come a spiritual regeneration that may help to save us from a terrible war. Breathe upon us, O God, in this hour as we wait upon thee. Let us open the windows of our souls to the power of thy Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us permit the Apostle Paul to be our preacher. His message to us is from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Seeing then that we have been entrusted with this commission, which we owe entirely to God's mercy, we never lose heart. We have renounced the deeds that men hide for very shame. We neither practice cunning nor distort the word of God. Only by declaring the truth openly do we recommend ourselves, and then it is to the common conscience of our fellow men and in the sight of God. And if indeed our gospel be found veiled, the only people who find it so are those who are on the way to perdition. Their unbelieving minds are so blinded by the God of this passing age that the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the very image of God, cannot dawn upon them and bring them light. It is not ourselves that we proclaim. We proclaim Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For the same God who said, "Out of darkness let light shine," has caused his light to shine within us, to give the light of revelation, the revelation of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We are no better than pots of earthenware to contain this treasure, and this proves that such transcendent power does not come from us, but is God's alone. Hard pressed on every side, we are never hemmed in. Bewildered, we are never at our wits' end. Hunted, we are never abandoned to our fate. Struck down, we are not left to die. Wherever we go, we carry death with us in our body, the death that Jesus died, that in this body also life may reveal itself, the life that Jesus lives. For continually, while still alive, we are being surrendered into the hands of death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be revealed in this mortal body of ours. Thus death is at work in us and life in you. But Scripture says, "I believed and therefore I spoke out." And we too, in the same spirit of faith, believe and therefore speak out. For we know that he who raised the Lord Jesus to life will with Jesus raise us too and bring us to his presence, and you with us. Indeed, it is for your sake that all things are ordered, so that as the abounding grace of God is shared by more and more, the greater may be the chorus of thanksgiving that ascends to the glory of God. No wonder we do not lose heart. Though our outward humanity is in decay, yet day by day we are inwardly renewed. Our troubles are slight and short-lived, and their outcome an eternal glory which outweighs them far. Meanwhile, our eyes are fixed not on the things that are seen, but on the things that are unseen, for what is seen passes away, what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly frame that houses us today should be demolished, we possess a building which God has provided, a house not made by human hands, eternal and in heaven. In this present body we do indeed groan. We yearn to have our heavenly habitation put on over this one, in the hope that being thus clothed, we shall not find ourselves naked. We groan indeed, we who are enclosed within this earthly frame. We are oppressed because we do not want to have the old body stripped off. Rather, our desire is to have the new body put on over it, so that our mortal part may be absorbed into life immortal. God Himself has shaped us for this very end, and as a pledge of it, He has given us the Spirit. Therefore, we never cease to be confident. We know that so long as we are at home in the body, we are exiles from the Lord. Faith is our guide. We do not see Him. We are confident, I repeat, and would rather leave our home in the body and go to live with the Lord. We therefore make it our ambition, wherever we are, here or there, to be acceptable to Him. For we must all have our lives laid open before the tribunal of Christ, where each must receive what is due to him for his conduct in the body, good or bad. May we pray. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace through Jesus Christ, our Lord.